Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by John Deere and the National Corn Growers Association. They're friends and supporters and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. A lot to talk about and not much time, and here we go. The Republicans have decided Donald Trump is their presidential candidate and Governor Mike Pence is the vice presidential running mate. You've heard a lot about Trump. I want to focus just a little bit on Pence. He's a conservative with a capital C. As governor of Indiana, he balanced the budget, and as a congressman for 12 years, he fought for spending cuts, opposed deficit budgets. He fought to get rid of earmarks, which helped to buy votes, but just spend more money. He did not want to expand social programs. Governor Pence said, and I quote, "I support free trade, and so does Trump. Trump just says he can negotiate better trade deals." Okay, let's turn to the GMO labeling legislation. We've been more than 2 years trying to pass new legislation. It became necessary when Vermont passed their own law. Other states were ready to do the same, and we can't afford a patchwork of different labeling laws. Processors would have to label their products differently in every state. Consumers would pay the price. And last summer, the House of Representatives passed legislation giving companies the option of voluntarily labeling GMO food. And for a year, the Senate struggled to fix the problem. The votes were not there to support the House bill. And finally, the Senate passed a compromise bill. Their legislation requires food manufacturers to use a written GMO label or a symbol or digital link. Different options. Meat and dairy products do not have to be labeled, even if they're fed GMO food. The House gave up on their bill and passed the Senate compromise last week. President Obama signed it, and the Department of Agriculture has more than 2 years to implement the legislation. This was a big victory for the food and ag industry and also consumers. And last issue, here is my take on the escalating conflict between police and Black Lives Matter. The killings we have seen are shocking. And here is one suggestion that I have. And both black and white leaders should support this. If a policeman stops you, do exactly what he says. If he says, raise your hands, do it. If you start to run and he says, stop, you must stop. Don't talk back to the policeman. I learned this in the military in West Point. If you are confronted by authority, you answer, yes, sir, no, sir, no excuse, sir. Follow orders. You're probably not going to get shot then. Policing our streets is a dangerous job, and we need to give our brave police proper respect and support. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.